Carroll girls soccer team opened up their season last night at home, hosting Harlan. Harlan would go on to a 9-0 victory, leading that one 6-0 at the halftime last night. Tigers played better in the second half of each of the halves last night. Marin Overmall finished with 10 saves. Jersey Spore did have the lone shot on goal for the Tigers. In track, Carroll boys over at Ogden last night. They finished third with 88 points for the Tigers. Jake Jorgensen was third in the 200 meters. Caden Mulhoff finished third in the 400 meters. The Tigers were third in the 4x400 with Caden Mulhoff, Maddox White, Mason Stitz, and Caden Luters. Ryan North won the 1600 meters. Carroll was second in the distance medley with Ree Sigmund, Chase Regaller, Edric Heisterkamp, and Ryan North. They were third in the shuttle hurdle with Owen Clucky, Carter Smith, Micah Rowetter, and Carson Tedrow. Dayton Wiederin took third in the 3200 meters. Ree Sigmund was second in the long jump. Adam Malik finished second in the high jump, and Kayla Vanderheiden would finish up in third in the shot put. Over on the girls' side of things, Carroll was fourth in Ogden with 87 points for the Tigers. It was Marie Day winning the 400 meters. The Tigers were third in the 4x200 with Hannah Anderson, Marison Wittrock, Aubrey Drake, and Caitlin Aiden. They won the 4x400 with Marison Wittrock, Caitlin Aiden, Avery Burke, and Marie Day. They would finish third in the 4x800 with Casey Weeder and Avery Burke, Logan Lee, and Talia Hahn. They won the sprint medley with Hannah Anderson, Libby Perkins, Marison Wittrock, and Marie Day. They would win the distance medley with Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard, Amelia Holt, Avery Burke, and also Caitlin Aiden. Emma Kuhlman would finish second for the Tigers in the shot put, and Olivia Rowetter was second in the discus. And we also had a bunch of teams down in Audubon last night. Arweva, Coon Rapids Baird, I.K. Manning, Peyton Sherdan, and of course the Wheeler girls teams down at the Audubon girls early bird. No team scores kept for that one. Jalen Peterson from Audubon would finish second in the high jump. It was Brealey Clayburg of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders taking third in the shot put. Michelle Wilson of Audubon was second in the 3,000 meters. Lauren Cook from Coon Rapids Baird was third in the 100 meters, while Audubon took third in the distance medley with Marie Brand, Maddie Nielsen, Jalen Peterson, and Cadence Brandon at Spore. Orion Miners taking second for I.K. Manning in the 200 meters. Audubon also finished second in the 4x400 with Addie Hooker, Maddie Nielsen, Jalen Peterson, and Cadence Brandon Spore. Well, the Iowa State Cyclones saw their season come to an end last night. Terrence Shannon Jr. had 29 points, and Illinois never trailed, reaching their first Final Four and Elite Eight since 2005, beating the Cyclones 72-69. Shannon had 20 at the halftime, but took over late with a late steal and a dunk and a couple of free throws in the closing seconds that finally put the Cyclones away. Illinois reached the final for the fourth time in the past 40 years. Well, they'll take on at UConn coming up on Saturday. Curtis Jones led the Cyclones with a 26. Speaking of UConn, they blew away San Diego State last night. It was tight at the halftime. They dominated the second half. They go on to an 82-52 victory. Tristan Newton had 17 points and 7 rebounds. Grant Nelson converted a go-ahead three-point play with 38 seconds left. Alabama knocks off North Carolina 89-87. And Chase Hunter had 18 points and converted a three-point play with 25.7 seconds remaining. And Clemson downed Arizona 77-72. Derek Tigerson right now in first place in our bracket challenge standings. Gene Rasmussen in second. Matt Wilkin in third. Terry Kaspabauer in fourth. John Ryan in fifth. Casey Miners, Kurt Batta tied for sixth. Caitlin McAllister and Clive Clark tied for 8th. Todd Bontrager and myself tied for 10th. Doug Waniger and Katie Cook in 12th. Andrew Klink and Keith Wagner in 14th. Nick Brinks, Randy Beeson, and Tom Hawkap tied for 16th. Sean Minahan, Todd Danner, Jason Phillips, Jeff Hoddle, and Janie Stolk tied for 19th. Darren Miller and Ashley Kaler tied for 24th. And Corey Meyer right now in at 26th place. Cubs opened up their season last night. Went to extra innings, but Jonah Heim hit a game-ending RBI single with 2 outs in the 10th. And the Texas Rangers down the Cubs 4-3. Elsewhere in the American League, Boston beat Seattle 6-4. Baltimore over the Angels 11-3. Detroit shuts out the White Sox 1-0. Minnesota down Kansas City 4-1. Toronto takes care of Tampa Bay 8-2. Yankees edge Houston 5-4. And Cleveland blanks Oakland 8-0. Over in the National League, Arizona routs Colorado 16-1. Cincinnati pounds Washington 8-2, while the Dodgers take care of St. Louis 7-1. San Diego knocked off San Francisco 6-4, and Pittsburgh edges Miami 6-5. In the NBA, in overtime, Atlanta slides by Boston 123-122, and New Orleans takes care of Milwaukee 107-100. And in soccer tonight, the Carroll Boys soccer team heads down to Atlantic. Varsity First beginning at 4:30 tonight. That's the only local sporting event on this Friday evening. And that is sports here on the CB Sports Network. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.